All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. Took me a while to find where to start, but we're doing Love and Rockets, and if I'm starting at the wrong point, I'm sorry. It's not exactly easy to find, and I had to do a lot of hunting. But apparently, this is where the earliest books start. They were collected in Maggie the Mechanic, so this stuff goes back to 1982, which is older than me, just by a little bit, though. So, alright guys, let's get started. This is 277 pages, there's no way we're getting through all of it, but since this was requested, I don't see why we couldn't just do the whole thing on the extra comic days, especially if you guys like it. Like, if this does really well, I'll be sure to do more of these. But alright, this is a kind of a rare classic, you know, it's like a hidden gem, and I haven't really read it. And it's definitely more of an adult comic. So if you're here for my Power Rangers, this ain't no Power Rangers, guys. This is a little bit more, you know, and it's not superheroes or sci-fi or anything. This is more realistic stuff that was going on in the 80s and about the culture. And I mean, I know a little bit about it. But let's go ahead and get started with Maggie the Mechanic, a Love and Rockets book. It's in black and white, too. But you guys like your mangos in black and white, too. So, I mean, come on. We used to do that back in the day, though. So this is a 2007 reprint. Oh, there's a second edition, then third and a fourth. Man, there's a lot of them. And yeah, guys, you can get a physical of this, which you should. So, we gotta thank Fantagraphics for this, because Fantagraphics, of course, if they have any issue, you know, send me an email saying, all right, Grim, we don't really want, you know, to put this up there. So if they got a problem, they can let me know, and we'll remove it immediately. So, I mean, again, this material is always at the discretion of publishers. So far, I checked my email inbox, the one right there in the description. If, you know, nobody says anything, we'll keep going. But if somebody says something, hey, we got to remove it. And we'll remove it promptly, like immediately. It's like gone. But so far, I haven't had any issues with anybody yet. We'll let you know if something does happen. I'll be sure to put it in a post and let all you guys know. And do not attack the publisher if that happens. Do not. Remember, we do this as promotion. We do this as entertainment and promotion of the work. So if a publisher says, hey, Grim, we got to get rid of this one. I'm like, oh, absolutely. No questions asked, no issues there. That's their material. We're promoting it. Not everybody wants to be promoted. Okay, now without further ado, let's get on with this classic. Mechanic, starring Maggie Race Hopi by Izzy Rubens. Ugh. Goody, time for work. I'll probably be late again. Mr. Gull will yell the eyes off me. Embarrass me in front of the other workers, but who cares? Ha ha, oh. Maggie, what are you doing? Going to work, Hopi. Work? Now? Shit. You just got to bed 2 fucking hours ago. You can't go to work like this. But I gotta go to work. Hopi, let go. I gotta go to work. They need me. My head. I think I drank too much last night. Oh, look at yourself, maggot. I bet you wouldn't even make it to the bus stop. Come on, sleep some. But I just gotta go to work. I don't want to get fired. This is my third job this month. Oh, look at the bags under my eyes. I'm fat again. And my hair. Yuck. Couldn't you skip at least one day? I've already skipped too many days. Oh, I can't stand this shitty job. I can't stand any of my stale jobs. I hate doing stuff I can't do. Maggie, sometimes you're so damn stupid it's pitiful. Why don't you go back to your mechanics job? That's what you're best at. You can fix anything. Who knows? Maybe one day you'll even become a pro solar mechanic. Just like Ran Race, I believe that's how that is, you'll get a million bones for only fixing the King of Zotto's hearing aid. Then you could become a rich, fat slob. I need a haircut. Will you cut my hair, Hopi? I need one awful bad. Fram, damn it. Okay, if I cut your fucking hair, will you quit playing your silly-ass games and go back to being a mechanic? Huh? Today? Okay, I'll do it. Just get off. Yow! Hopi, that slut. I told her over and over, don't cut it too short in the back, but no, what does she do? Now I look more like Derek Cinema than a photo mate. Oh well, now at least I have an important job. I may have, you know, again, I may be butchering some names. This was the 80s, so I'm not familiar with some of these people. Fixing broken equipment on this military base. Alas, we all got to start on the bottom. Right now, I have to work on tachyon wires. That'll be a cinch. They could have given me something more challenging, like that metalizer those men are working on. Hell, that's sex discrimination. Well, I've never really worked on one, but I'm sure I could handle it. Holy bats! That's Rand Race, the pro solar mechanic. He's in all the magazines, and he'll be working nearby. Okay, Maggie, don't blow it now. Oh, I never did get used to stopping and parking one of these hover cycles. Here goes. Shit! Whirr! Don't cry. You just slipped off. Everything's A-okay. Shit. Fuck. Whore. Bitch! That's what I would say. You okay, miss? The cycle is finished. You sure you're okay? That was a bad spill. No, yeah, I'm okay. Well, I see you two have already met. Race, meet our new mechanic, Margaret Chascarillo. She'll be working with us on this project. It'll be a pleasure working with you, Margaret. Just call me Race. Likewise, I'm sure. Just call me, Maggie. Chascarillo? Say, are you by any chance related to Victoria Chascarillo? A.K.A. Vicky Glory, the world's female wrestling champ? She's my aunt. That's great. Just love those bad guys. I was there 10 years ago at the Gardens when she defeated the late, great Queen Rena Tatinon. I gotta admit, she sure showed old Rena her stuff. Bull. She used the ropes. I saw it on TV. Ha! You had to have been there. First she started with a half Nelson like this. Ooh, watch it. That's not even a hat. Ow! Okay, Duke, that did it. And then after Rena cried for mercy, she... Hey, Jaw! Shriek! Boy, Dookie, Tatian would have had no problem if she would have wrestled you. Race, you son of a bitch, you could have broken my back. Ota! Ugh. Well, I guess this makes me world champ now. Shut up. Everybody back to work. You, get to work on those tachyon wires. Now you, what are you standing around like a dope for? Get to work! Ooh. And look at that dial. The pressure's way too high. Damn it, Yax. You might have blown us sky high. What's the matter with you anyway? You're not yourself today. And look at your face. You're as white as a ghost. Don't you sleep enough? Not lately, boss. Not lately, huh? How'd you like to be put to sleep for good? Get back to work! Yow! Mr., Race? Yeah? What's that, Margie? I've seen your pictures in a lot of the papers lately. And I was wondering, I mean, that is, does it really mean a lot to be a pro solar mechanic? Nah, I just got famous because I happened to be driving by when that billionaire H.R. Costigan's car broke down. It could happen to anyone. After I fixed his limo, he decided to put me in as well. Yo, I just got lucky. You see, a pro solar mechanic can supposedly fix anything in the universe, a specialties mech. Though in reality, a pro mech is just a silly name for a mechanic who lives a glamorous life, knows famous people and shit like that. I'll admit I know a lot more machines than regular garage... the garage mechs, but I'm still just a fixer, you know what I mean? Why the hell are you standing around like idiots? What do you think this is, a country club? Yes, sir! Duke, if you don't cool off, we're gonna have to go 2 out of 3 falls. I'm warning you, Race. I'm warning you. Here, Margie, let me help you with that. I can do it. It's just a little stuck. Yeah, look out. Yeah. Damn it, Chascarillo. You're lucky that kind of Rictone holds Padua water instead of harmful acid. Chiwis. Did we hire you to wreck this whole project? Get your ass up to those tachyon wires pronto. Yes, sir. Leave her alone, Duke. You know it wasn't her fault. What's eating you anyway? I know, it's just the thought of not being able to finish our job again, Uta, for a little girl. I know what you mean, about this job, I mean. I just hope that phone doesn't ring. We've come too far this time. Do you realize we haven't finished a job in the last 4 months? I'm hip to that. It's getting monotonous. Well, Mag, you're off to a great start. What are you going to do next? Blow this whole operation? Damn. These Takio wires sure are old. It's going to take me hours just to fix this one. Chascarillo, hey, little girl, will you quit for just 1 second and listen to me? Huh? We're going home. We just got the call. But I don't get it. We're just going to abandon the whole job? I just started. You don't ask questions here, Margie. You just do as you're told. The timer is set. We got 10 minutes. Let's go. It's those screwed business magistrates who, if they feel like it, will blow any job with a simple phone call. They don't care who they screw in the ass, just as long as we're paid. Eek! It happens all the time in this business. Sometimes you get to even finish a job. Yes, sir, every fixer's dream to be a pro solar mechanic. Good night. Look, it's an old robot storage shack. They haven't used robots since the war. Okay, if we stop and look around, boss? Oh, please, I never have had the chance to work on a real robot. Besides, we're not due back for another hour. Please, Mr. Morales, please? Okay, little girl, pull over, race. My God, this is incredible. Real metal men. Yeah, they probably even still work. Take a look around. Since we're here, we're going to check out the grin slacks. Oh, this looks simple enough. I can have one of these started and following orders in no time. And that's just what you're going to do, fat ass. No, stupid. I'm not Race's partner. The real Yax Haxley's tied up in some closet with the holy shit kicked out of him. You see, I don't like my victims fighting back. Now what I want you to do for me is to keep your fucking trap shut and start this tin can up to obey me. And no tricks, huh? Now go get to it, whore. Hey, watch out. Oh, Christ, what the hell is she doing in there? This thing's gone loco for me. Youch! Chascarillo, get your buns out here. Yaks! Race, deactivate it with your Baltazors. Good idea. Damn it, she can be thrown behind bars for this. I tell you, that little girl's got a lot of explaining to do. And where's Yax? He ain't here, fag. Tall Tracker, I'll bet 100 to 1 you're the wise guy who... Yeah, it's me, Macho Man, and I got a surprise for all you boneheads. Ouch! Don't tell me you disguised yourself as Yax Haxley so you could get close enough to kill me, right, Worm? Left. If I wanted you dead, I would have killed you ages ago. No, I need you all alive, for a while anyway. All you have to do is program all them robots in there to follow my orders. With them behind me, I can get off this planet safely without cops on my ass. So if you want to live longer, you'll do as I say. Hey, what the hell's going on here? This is for Margie, you ghoul. Good work, little girl. Mighty quick, clever thinking. How you activated the robot's magnetic field. Yes, sorry. Pow! Save it for later, Duke. I think the little lady's had enough for today. It's about time to go home now. Yes, home. I'll never, ever do this again as long as I live. Yes, sir, little girl. I really think you're going to make it and become a pro solar mechanic one of these days. You've got real spunk. Hooray for me. Oh, God. It was the absolute worst. First, when I fell off the hover cycle, I was so embarrassed right in front of Race. And then it took me forever to... Oh, Race must have thought I didn't know what I was doing. And that man with that gun ran Race. And then when they blew up that metalizer, that was so scary, all those months of work for them too. What a waste. And then when... So how come you're going back? The famous Rand Race and all the magazines? We have a new assignment. Race called me himself. I'm his new assistant. Who knows, maybe someday I'll become a pro solar mechanic and give you my autograph. Yeah, and you can sign it in Greece. I used to go out with that creep. You know, Penny, sometimes I think Maggie's a nut. A good friend, but a real schizo. I'll say, Rand Race is the biggest jerk, I swear. Penny Century, say you'll marry me. Well, here I go. Could this be the start of a new career? A career of danger and excitement? What's to come ahead of me? What? What? Just me, doll. How about me and you? Taxi! Finn. La Chota. Frenchie Fermi. I don't mean to be like rude, but I don't know, like I don't know the language. Is this Portuguese? Is this Spanish? Like I say, I don't want to butcher this, is what I'm saying. I can speak a little bit of Spanish, but I don't believe this is. At any rate, we're going to go ahead and just skip this one here. This is for those of you that can read the language, or understand the language, rather. How to Kill a by Isabel Rubens. Truvatos. How to Kill a. All right. This is interesting. Really one of a kind work here. Again, this is all black and white, just like mangas or mangos that you guys manga, I keep calling them mango. Mangas that you guys like. Except it's left to right instead of right to left. So some of you might be actually off track because you read a lot of manga, I'll bet, and aren't used to the right to left when, or excuse me, left to right when it comes to black and white comics. $35 and a six pack to my name. Six pack! Locas. Tambien. Or Locas. Locas. Not Locas. Locas. Crazy. You girls are crazy. Couldn't you at least let me find the books I wanted first? Izzy Ortiz has a lot of those kind of occult books. Why not get them from her? Yeah, she's really into that kind of stuff, but her brother Speedy always wants to kick my ass in school. Hey, which ones are the guys and which ones are the girls? Oh, excuse me, let's try that again. Hey, which ones are the guys and which ones are the girls? Ah! Motorhead. Look who's talking, asshole! Hopi, please don't. Izzy doesn't live at home anymore. Come on, she can help you out. Hi, Izzy. You have visitors? Hi, Izzy. Don't you girl, excuse me, don't you guys ever knock? No, we're not opportunity, right? What's up? Joe here was wondering if he could borrow some of your witchcraft books for a while. Wait, I didn't say, I mean, yeah. Oh, okay, they're over here. Wow. Check it out. Here you go, little nails. Rest a while. You've got my support now. Rest. You know, I always sit back and watch this bookcase, this freak bookcase. Notice how you know, it's like built wrong. Not like this, but you know, and the nails, they have to like work harder. Shit, here we go again. I hate when she gets like this. It's scary. She only does it because she knows it scares the shit out of you. Pay no attention. I can always hear the little girls crying for help. Help us, please, have mercy. We can't hold on any longer. There's too much pressure. We never did anything bad in our lives. Help, help, please. We're going to let go. Poor fellows. Their jobs start once they're driven into the wood. Then, for the rest of their lives, it's their job to hold on like soldiers off the coast of Zambodia. At the ready, just in case. But for how long? There's no war, but they're there. But who knows they're there? There's not even a fucking war on. Funny, I thought we were talking about nails. Those little boogers have to hold those big old pieces of lumber together. And who gets all the credit? Oh my, that is a most wonderful wooden bookcase you possess. Surely a grand specimen. Christ! Yeah! And finally, when they fail to hold the wood any longer, they're shunned, turned away by man. Tossed aside to be replaced by young upstarts, no longer a part of society. Friend today, foe tomorrow. Bravo! Encore! Encore! But alas, we all gotta go sometime. Life must go on. We must continue on living in this uncaring world. Enough! I've had it! Every goddamn time you're Blitz, you pull shit like this. Fuck your bookcase. If you would have built the goddamn thing right, you wouldn't have to think of such stupid things, would you? I built it that way, so I would. It sure is a lot better than. Wait, who invited you jerks anyway? Wow, Maggie, that's the first time I've ever heard you scream like that. I bet you could out-chew Leo the Roacher right now. That's Durocher. He's dead. Freaks. Now, don't you start. Isabel makes me mad, so mad sometimes. If there's one thing I hate, it's when someone takes advantage of my gullible nature. And then she's got all those sick pictures on her walls. And those damn flies on the ceiling. It's driving me nuts, so I... Oh, shit. Rip. Owie, Joey, you won't believe this, but Maggie just... It was my pants. My pants. Shoot, it looks like I won't be able to get those books after all. Oh, fuck your books. Jeez, Maggot, you were the happiest girl in the world a half hour ago. Now you sound like me 2 years ago. 2 years ago. What's she like? Izzy, I mean. Oh, you'll like her, Mag. She's a lot of fun. We're gonna pick her up right now at the school. She had to clear a suspension. There she is now. Hey, Hopi, all finished? Did they throw the book at you? They might as well have. Hopi, this is the girl I was telling you about. She... God, I'll kill those suck brains. Now I also got attention for a fucking month. Maggie, this is Hopi. Hopi, this is Maggie. Mag, Hope. Hope, Mag. Mope. Hag. Hag, Mope. Come on, I've got an idea. In here. Hi. Here we are, an empty office. No one around. He. This is the principal's office. That's even better, huh, Hopi? What are you gonna do, pray tell? That'll teach that Nazi administration, those old fart sacks. Wait, you can't do that. You're sure to get into deeper trouble. Hopi, you can't do that. Fuck you. Stop it, Hope. Stop it, Hope. Fuck you. Hey, what's going on in here? Class dismissed, jack off. Hopi, you're the nuttiest nut I know. Aw, your sister smokes corn silk. Do you think you'll be able to get back in school? Who the fuck cares? Listen, bitch, don't you ever tell me I can't do anything, you hear? Fuck your cans, and fuck yourself while you're at it, okay? Comprende? Nope. Hey, Mag, look who's coming. It's Loco Speedy and his buddies. Relax, Joe, he won't do anything. Oi, Speedy, que paso? Ore Esperanza, what are you broads up today? Hey, Margaret. When you're growing out your hair, so you can marry... Excuse me. Oh, no. We're gonna try that one again, guys. Hey, Margaret, when are you growing out your hair so you could marry me? Plus, we could get married, okay? No? Hi, Speedy. Hey, Speedy, you know Joey here. He goes to your school. Hey, yeah, what's up, eh? Yeah, I seen you in Escuela sometimes. Okay? No? Yeah. Speedy's gotten a lot cuter as he's getting bigger. Just might marry him after all. Yeah, and you'll have a bunch of kids and he'll beat you every day. Okay? No? Wait. I know how to get those books. Spooky the Smoky, that weird guy who lives all alone in that haunted house on Cooper Road. Yeah, he's into that. Joey? Joey? And the moral of the story is, don't count your chickens before your britches is hatched. Okay? No? Could you believe how hysterical Joey got? Have you ever seen somebody so crazy? I know. And when he started rebounding off the walls, he was so scared he shook out of his laced up boots. Okay, no? Wow. Let's see. It's a little do they know in reality that I am Atoma single-handedly holding off those alien attackers. Penny Century, you're fired. Pop. So you were fired. So what? I can take care of you. It's not that simple, Mr. Costigan. Ooh, we gotta try this one again. I want to do a different voice on him. So you were fired. So what? Now I can take care of you. It's not that simple, Mr. Costigan. Look, you won't have to work, and I can give you anything you want in the world. Just name it, and it's yours. Anything. Watch the horns. So what'll it be? Brand new army? Your own country? Anything your lovely heart desires? Anything? Anything? Anything. Make me a superhero. A what? You heard me. A superhero? Oh, well, that is to say, well, yes, a superhero. Wouldn't you rather have your own country? They're very popular these days, you know. They, Herv, a superhero. Just the kind that flies. Is that asking too much? Remember, you're the man who can move mountains. I can't. can't. Why can't you? Because it's impossible. I can't make you a superhero. You have to go out and have a freak accident or something. And if my scientists were to develop a power ray, it would wipe me out. A new planet I could do, but a superhero, whew, that'd be the end of me. I knew it was too good to be true. Mechanicals. Come on, Maggot, you've been in there for 2 hours. I can't hold it in a knot forever, you know? Okay, okay, come on in. Peeve, I thought you were going to work, not the, excuse me, I thought you were going to work, not the princess ball. You look so nice, Margie. Is this required for your job? Not really, Daffy. She's doing it for our new boss, Daff. Ran race? Oh, yes, I would dress up nicely for him also. I'm not doing it for him. I just felt like looking nice for a change. Period. Mechanics. You made her your what? I made her my assistant. What are you getting so excited about, Dookie boy? You sure you're doing the right thing, Race? The little girl's clumsy. She's always falling off of things. Margie really knows her stuff. I've been watching her. I'll bet you've been watching her. Aye, you kids. Why don't you be good girls and run along home? Why don't you get out of our way, you old fart? Yes, Miss Chascarillo. Go right on through. Thank you. Hey, how come she gets to go through and we don't? If you must know, she's Mr. Race's assistant. Now will you please leave? She is? Hey, girl. Hey, girl. Let us go in with you. I just want to talk to him. Honest. Come on. Whew. How do they always find out where he's working? You got me. Will you be taking the hover cycle to the work site? No, I'll be taking the mini tram today. You ain't gonna catch me cracking my butt on one of those bikes, Jack, especially in front of my boss. Margie, you're right on time. Hi, Mr. Race. Woof! My toolbox got kinda heavy all of a sudden. That's because you picked up my toolbox by mistake. Yours is right here, miss. Oh, thanks. What'd I tell you? The poor kid's really falling for him, eh? Yeah. Thanks for the autograph, Mr. Race. Anytime, ma'am. Jeez, I didn't realize how popular he is. Yep, that's Race for you, boy. Ha ha ha, they just can't keep their hands off. Okay, okay, let's get back to work, huh? Hey, little girl, do you have Race's ugly face pasted all over your wall like all the other females in the world? Ha ha, flashback. You sick or something? Hootah. Lunch break. I still say we put that damn thing in upside down. It's not upside down. There's just a part missing or something. Part missing my eye. You're nuts and I'll prove it. Yaks, finish your lunch and give me a hand here. I'll finish, boss. So you live in a studio apartment with your best friend. What else? I mean, what do you do for fun? I don't know. I like to... I don't know. What does your boyfriend think of you working in this type of profession? Race, I found out what we did wrong. Come here and I'll show you. There seems to be a part missing. No kidding. Come in, cutie. I'm telling you, Race, I had it figured all along. And he said he'll take care of me now. What do you think, Hopi? The man is loaded. Marry him, then poison him in his bed. That'll teach him. Look, Hopi, Maggie's home from work, but she's just sitting out on the curb. I think she's crying. Crying? Let's go see. What you doing, Mag? Who died? I wish I did. Oof, that stupid muscle-headed jerk. What did Rain Rance do to you, Maggie? I'll kill him. He didn't do anything. I did it. Did what, Mag? I set Duke Morales' pants on fire. Oh my, as Yax Haxley fell into a vat of oil when he tripped over me trying to put Duke out. All at once? What was Race doing the whole time? He was out cold. I accidentally set Duke on fire when I realized I dropped a socket wrench on Race's head. Oh well, that's the way the socket sucks. Mechanics. Dear Hopi, surprise, it's me. I'm still alive. I bet you thought I was dead or kidnapped or something. Well, I'm neither. I'm writing from an old, decent hotel clear across the globe in Zimbodia. It was really weird. Last Friday, when you and Izzy went to Mad Dogs without me, I was sitting there, all sentita watching TV when the phone rang. It was Rand Race. He said we had a big, big job somewhere outside of the country, and that I had to be at the airport in 15 minutes. Sorry I didn't leave a note, but I barely had time to even pack. I didn't have enough clean underwear, so I borrowed some of your old ones, okay? I'll bet you thought I got so sentida that night that I went out and killed myself, huh? I'm so excited because we're just stopped here for a night. We really have to get this Zato, and I don't mean the fun, populated city Zato. I mean the jungle, wild animals, cannibal Zato. It's some big government job we're on. I'm not even sure if I'm allowed to tell you about it, especially since you're the most anti-government person I know. You're even anti-anti. Haha. I'll only be gone for about a week, so if you could please feed Tic Tac and wash the dishes this week, and I'll do them next week. Oh yeah, and please take out the trash, okay? Thanks a lot. See you in about a week. Love you, Maggie. P.S. I've finally seen a real-life Zimbodian. They really do have skin like olives. They also have the biggest feet in the world. Ooh! P.S.S. Say hi to Izzy and Penny for me, and I'll bring you all souvenirs from Zato real soon. Dear Hopi, today we arrived at the Bube, announced Bube, airport just outside Zato. We'll be spending the night in the Juan Panadero Hotel. Ugh, what a dump. Before we take a chopper into the jungle, we'll be working. There we met this funny guy who was supposed to fill us in on where we were staying and stuff like that, but he didn't know his ass from shit. We waited around 4 hours before we got any instructions. It wasn't so bad waiting because they had this little jukebox in the airport cafe, and on it was a theme song to that hillbilly program you like. I played it 8 times. Oh yeah, I saw a picture of the damages on the rocket ship we'll be fixing, and I have a slight feeling we'll be more than a week. What a mess. I'll write you in a couple of days. Take care, huh? Love you, Maggie. P.S. This is the Bumanense greeting. Bube, 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 boo. That means don't count your chickens before your britches is hatched. Ha ha. In case you haven't noticed, our job is to fix a rocket that crash-landed in the jungle years ago. Day 1. Well, here we are. Sorry I've taken so long to write, but we have to go about 90 miles into Zato to mail a letter, and the express here is so slow. But anyway, remember when I told you we were working in the deep jungle? Well, even I didn't know it would be the deep, 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 deep jungle, where the local native language is so complex that even the closest tribes, which are several miles away, can't make it out. I mean, this jungle is so deep that if the rocket we have to fix didn't open some space when it crash-landed, we'd all be living in the trees. Our huts are very nice. They're just like the ones in the movies, only they smell just like caca. I guess I'll just have to get used to the stench here in the lower... Pellucidar? Pellucidar? I mean, this jungle is so deep that next to this big, big, big rocket ship we have to fix that is stuck in the slimy muck is a big, big, old, fat, smelly, fat, old, black dinosaur. Wow. No kidding. It kind of looks like a Brontosaurus Rex, except it's got a bump on its head. They say it's been sitting there since the big, big bird out of the sky, the rocket ship, crashed into it many years ago, and they both have been sitting there since. It seems the big twisted roots underwater grew around and tangled it up, so it's there for good. Anyway, we talked with Mr. Escarino, and he filled us in on the situation. He said it's only the engine. He's crazier than the last guy. So before we started working the next morning, we had the rest of the day to look around and get a feel of the place. Well, the men did. They went to check out the dinosaur. Me, I got started on my tan. Huh, some tan. Day 2, 11. It's hot. Let me out of here. I hate this place already. We have to drink beer constantly or we'll dry up. The climate is so strange here and the smell. It's done some weird things to my stomach. The lizard, I think it's called a Brachinosaurus or something like that. It's already getting on my nerves bad. The natives, though, use it as a temple for praying. And do they have great parties after mass? I just love their music. It's a cross between mariachi and... Coracoban. And Coracoban? Coracoban music? Hard to believe, huh? But now if it sounds like I'm having a ball, I'm not. All we do all day long is work. Plan, get instructions, and work. I hate it. I finally found out why this job is so hush-hush. The ship we're working on is the legendary Saturn Stiletto. Many years ago, during the Zimbodian Revolution, it was hired to transport the biggest load of... torpedo in the world of out of Zato, but caught itself in a battle and was blasted. It was licked, but it had enough spark left to fly so far into the jungle where no one would ever find it. The ship and the crew were never heard from again. Many expeditions were formed to find it, but always vanished in the jungle. Due to war, they could never search by air. What it boils down to is we're hired to fix the ship so they can fly it out and retrieve the Pito. I think it's stupid. By pulling out the stiletto, it could kill a local's only contact to their messiah. But I guess a large dead hunk of junk is far more important than a living thing. Damn. The stupid thing will never fly again. We're wasting our time. But what the hell, we're getting paid for it. The locals call it the Mouth of Hell because they say many have ventured inside but never returned. Kind of spooky. I bet you're wondering how I know so much about the natives and I don't even understand the lingo. Well, we have our very own guide from Zato, a young girl called Cece. She's one of the only people in the world who speaks both ours and these people's languages. After days of just working, we finally got a day off and went into Zato. I love this town. But we all got so drunk, the last I remember I was dancing and these geeks kept pinching my butt. Then they wanted me to go with them, but Race beat them up. So I jumped off a table into Race's arms and almost swallowed his face by kissing him. Then I think I passed out. God, I was Penny Century for a night. But the next morning, my poor head felt like World War III, and I was so embarrassed about the night before that I hid my face from Race the whole day. Day 12, 15. Oh, okay, I see what they're doing. So that was 8 to 11, and this is day 12 to 15. It rained like crazy the past few days, so we're hardly worked at all. I bore myself while the men talked job. Today they sent over a horny doctor who gave us shots so he wouldn't catch any of the jungle diseases. Of course he gave them to the men on their arms, but told me it's better for females to get it you know where. And like a stupid shit I fell for it till he started drooling all over my butt. The boys thought it was kind of cute. I hate men. Anyway, the rain stopped and it was back to work. Even if everything is now soggy, the rain did clear up a lot of things. The dinosaur was a rich tan and the ship is a pretty purple. If you can't see these colors, I suggest you adjust your TV set. And as far as the weather is concerned, it's hotter than ever now, so the fashion over here is now little as possible. But seriously, folks, I'll never forget this day as long as I live. Duke, Yax, and Cece went into Zato for supplies. Race and I were alone. Not it, Maggie. Or is it Hobbit? I'm not really sure what she's saying there. Margie, would you bring that back over here, please? Watch out, the ground is kind of slippery. Don't, Margie. Wow! And it says, eek, you can see right through me. Stop laughing. It's not funny. I'm sorry, but it looks so... Here, give me your... Look out! It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I don't know what made me do it, but I'm kind of glad I did. It was wonderful. Watch out for that first step. It's a Lulu. Glug. So you want to play games, huh? Okay, here we go, baby. No, I quit. I give. I... Whoop. Huh? Race, what are you? Glug. Glug. Help me. I'm being... Gah! Yee! Stop. Hurry. Gah! I'm being... Gah! Let go. Gah! I think it's gone, Race. Or at least I... Race, are you okay? Here I am. Oh, are you? Oh, Race was fine, only too weak to get up. I sat there an hour holding on to him. I didn't want to let go because I didn't think I'd have another chance. I mean, he was making a pass. Was he making a pass earlier or not? It all went so fast. I guess I'll never know, will I? Stupid snake. Is he going to die? Not unless he's smothered to death. Day 16. Damn it. Things are getting worse here. It's getting hotter. We haven't had a day off in days upon days. And just because we've had a few changes in our job and Race is laid up for a couple of days, Duke Morales has been on Yaks and my ass more than ever now. Shit, that's all I need. Well, one good thing has come out of all this. I've actually lost, that's right, lost 3 old pounds. I thought for sure with all that beer I'd be a balloon right now. Little girl, huh? I'll show you. Why isn't nice Margaret anymore? Because Margaret be mad. I'm just not used to all this, CC. The heat, work, day in, day out. And for what? Our employer's a loon. There's no possible way this crate is ever going to fly again. Even a blind man can see that. You are homesick, yes? I have just the thing. Tonight we throw a big, big party. We say it be your birthday. Everybody come and bring you presents, yes? You goofy. Mannix Part 2. Maybe a little bit, but Mannix Part 2. Mannix Part 2. Okay, I think we can do this. Yeah. Day 17. Today was full of surprises. First, Race recovered completely from that mud wrestling match. Second, today was another day off. That's right, was. By some freak accident of nature, something just had to screw up my plan. Oh yes, men are the absolute worst things ever put on this planet. Tum-dee-dum-dum, pack up your tools, there's no work today, we're going into Zotto. Gonna have fun, leave troubles behind, may even drive an auto. I'm gonna get drunk and dance all night, I'm gonna feel so good, I may even start a fight. Hey, look what I found in one of the packs, this is great. Let's skip going into town today, Duke, let's have a ball game. Hot damn, the Morales Mechanics versus the Race Wrenches. Let's go. What? Throw, Dookie, and remember, over the lizards of Homer. Little girl, you're not even going to see this one zip by. Strike three, you're gone, little girl. What's wrong, Margie? You didn't even swing. Okay, Race, let's see you handle my ripple ball. Fucking immature egomaniacs. Let's see you get over the plate first. Crack! Utah! Over the dinosaur, Dookie boy. You're up again, Margie. Come on, we can beat those bums. Wait, did you hear that? It sounded like a Utah. Margie, where are you going? Or Margie, I keep saying Margie. Margie, where are you going? To throw up again? Hell's bells, Race. I told you we shouldn't have brought her along. This is no place for a girl her age or any for that matter. Old fat pig dog. It was like slashing through the trees like mad, but for some odd reason I had to check it out. I mean, it could have been a big hungry lizard. Instead, it was worse. Hello? Free at last! Yow! Oops, I'm sorry, Maggie, what are you doing here? Penny Century! Sally, Eureka! Found it, and I didn't even use a compass. Penny, who? How did you... Penny? So that's it, eh? They were right. But that's no monster, that's just a Brachiosaurus. This is wild. I'll go down in history, but what do I do now? Penny sputter. Oh, hi, Maggie. What are you doing here? Duh. Penny? Race, you'll never believe it, but this is my friend from... Hello, Penny. Ran Race? You're looking real good. How have you? Just fine, thank you. Come on, Maggot. There's a beach not too far from here. Let's go for a swim. I'll tell you all about my adventure. Hey, Race, what's up? Don't we have a ball game to play? Not anymore, boss. I think the dinosaur ate the ball. Zowie! Penny, you still haven't told me what you're doing here. I mean, you can't just... Can you? Here's how it went. It started in Frito's Cafe, where I was dining with a friend, and I couldn't help overhearing some Zatoans whispering about the largest load of pedo in the weird lost, excuse me, in the world lost in the deep Zato jungle. Naturally, I was intrigued, so I persuaded my friend to hire me a boat and crew, and I was set. They said it was inside a giant dead bird next to the giant monster. Feh. Monster or not, I was determined to find it, and nothing was to stand in my way. Well, almost nothing. We were almost to the end of the river when my crew turned against me. They wouldn't go any further because it was taboo, chickens. So when I demanded that they go on ahead, they were going to make me walk the plank. But that was postponed. I think the crew were being eaten while I made it to dry land, but I didn't care to look back. I just kept running. I ate and slept in the trees while the monkeys that... Excuse me, with the monkeys at night, and ran all day. I ran till soon there was no more daylight. And finally, when I could run no more, I came across a clearing, and there lay some old man bones with a map to the treasure and a machete. I talk about perfect. So now it was those jungle beasties who had to run for the hills. Then I chopped my way to where I am now. And now I find you here on some kind of job and everything. It's wonderful. I guess I shouldn't be too surprised to see you. You've always had a knack for getting around. So tell me, what are the locals like here? Wild. These people are nuts. They're always having parties, dances, and stuff like that. And they're also heavy into magic. They're always conjuring up light shows and stuff. Wild, huh? Magic, huh? You mean like the kind that can give someone superpowers? Here comes me, Rockets Girl! I don't know. I never thought of that. Hey, Penny. What do you think of the big monster that guards the forbidden treasure now? Ha! He's not so tough. We'll show him who's tough. Things are gonna get fun around here now that Penny's arrived. No more boring work days. Just fun, fun, fun. And the best part of all is she can't stand the sight of race. Anyway, I wish you were here. It sure is a break from civilian life. Not a problem in the world. East Side Bad Girls. It's war. Zato be mad. Uh-oh. Day 18 to 19. This is a picture of the finalists of the Miss Big Bra contest. Guess who won? Penny and I were the finalists because we were the only contestants. None of the local women wanted to enter because they were scared. I just think they were afraid of beating us. Ha ha. For days, work has been really slow, so I've been drunk off my ass this whole time screwing around with Penny and the locals, trying to get something good out of this trip. Race has been really quiet lately. Penny broke the poor boy's heart a while back. Serves him right. By the way, the man holding us up is not a robber, but Ben Rubin, the village wrestler. And speaking of wrestling, in a couple of days, we're expecting a couple of people to join us for a while. And guess who one of them is? None other than Queen Rena. Oh, wow. Queen Rena. I said Rena, but Queen Rena Titanian. I think it's Titanian. You know, from the World Pro Wrestling Champion. Excuse me, we'll try that one again, guys. You know, the World Pro Wrestling Champion, from whom my aunt Vicky stole the title. Rena would still be champ if my Tita would have wrestled scientifically. She used the ropes. Small world, huh? And did you know that when she wasn't in the ring, she was trotting the globe fighting monsters and crooks starting revolutions and all other types of heroics? And to think she picked this hole for her next shindig. This woman I gotta meet. Raina's here to find out how the dinosaurs have kept alive here for so many years and why ones from different time periods coexist. I'd say it's because they were wrong all along and that dinosaurs never became extinct. They just got tired of working 8-hour shifts and moved to the wild to live off the land like flea bag hippies. Well, Hopita, it looks like it's going to be a long time before I'll be seeing good old Hopper's 13th again. Our employer is nuts. He must truly be the monster from the padded cell. He's got us now taking the whole damn ship apart. This job just might finish us before we finish it. There's something fishy going on. Day 20. Today, I woke up with a feeling of impending doom. I can always tell when something's gonna go wrong because I wake up with all my covers on the floor. So for the whole day, I was extra cautious, and it got so bad that I became afraid of my own shadow. What's up, Maggie? Check him out. He followed me home. I'm calling him my Guillermo de Leven. You're not supposed to mingle with lizards here. Those are the rules here. If they catch you... Gee, maggot. Why do I make you so nervous? Don't worry, this guy's no meat eater. What you need is a long vacation away from all these stupid machines. They're making you a nervous wreck. I'm sorry, this job is just driving me nuts. We're always getting weird instructions. Everybody's uptight. And no one will tell me who we're working for. It's kind of spooky, you know? Sancho Sanjo gave us a slip again. He's wise to us. Take a break, Margie. We're going to greet Rita Titanian and our other guests. They're due any minute now. Oh, no. You said it, Cece. I'm a mess. Best run and hide, Margaret. Big old Reina Titanian find out you Vicky Glory's niece. She whoop you good, eh? Sheesh, you think she was the messiah. That was a long time ago, Cece. I'm sure she has more important things on her mind nowadays. She not gonna slam you? Mechanics Part 3. Okay. So, this is where I'm leaving it off for now. We've done about 43 pages, and this is a mouthful. First of all, you know, I dated Spanish women Hispanic women before, and I do know a little bit of the language and all that. Of course, I took Spanish in high school, so I know a little bit of the terms and how you're supposed to pronounce certain words, but I'm not a Spanish native Spanish speaker. So some things are going to be off. Some things are going to be a little off, but I do know the accent, and we are going to maybe do the next volume in that accent. Now, if you guys would like me to continue with Love and Rockets, let me know. And we might just go ahead and do this as a bonus comic. Because we're still doing all of our other ones. We've got the Inkle. But of course, when the Inkle finishes, which is fairly soon, we could replace that with this one. And of course, it's going to be a while for Fathom. And of course, Chaos Comics, I just skip right over them because they're not going to end. They're going to continue for a long time, guys. And then, of course, there is the... What am I supposed to do? Oh, yeah. I was supposed to do Spawn, wasn't I? Well, I decided to do the Max instead of Spawn, but I was supposed to give you guys Spawn, I think, at one point. I guess I think I forgot. Maybe I forgot to do Spawn. I forgot exactly what happened. No. I get it. I'll tell you what I fucked up on. Here's what I fucked up on. So I owe you guys Spawn. I totally owe you guys Spawn. So basically what I did is I skipped Spawn, went right from the Max into Spawn. Well, no, I went right from the Max into Love and Rockets, and really we didn't have room for a bonus comic, so I'm really supposed to give you Spawn, but I did promise a loyal viewer here that I was going to do Love and Rockets, and I was going to do it in November. So Spawn got a little bit of a pushback. If it is a problem, we can always take the horror comic out and we can do Spawn on Sunday. I can just get Spawn for you guys then. So you won't miss out on the adventures of Spawn, because I know you guys are interested in that. I see the views. So Spawn's not going anywhere, but we can always slide this in after we do the Inkle. That means we'd only be doing 30 minutes, which is about fine, because that's about an issue or two. Or we can slide it in with the Max after I get done with the Max. And that means it would be for a long time. Because this stuff runs from the 1980s to now. To now. They're still making these. So there's a lot of comics that I would be covering then. It's all up to you guys. You guys are the voice of this channel. And of course, the publishers. Like I said before, if some of the publishers are like, hey, Grim, you can't read this one, let me know, and we'll take it off. Simple as that. And if you do like this stuff, you know, like, subscribe, share, and also donate if you want. It's Patreon.com/Grimm's Dungeon of Comics. It would help. So I hope you guys had a good, because this was done on Thanksgiving, where I'm at. If you didn't have Thanksgiving in other parts of the world, I hope you had a good day anyway. And this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. I will see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner, when we will be doing either a horror comic or Spawn. You guys let me know in the comments what you want. Let me know. If you want the Spawn, let me know. If you want me to do the horror comics, do the horror comics. Because I plan to do the horror comics every weekend anyway. So if we just kind of kicked one off, you know, this time around to do Spawn, that's fine. It's not a big deal. You're still going to get the Vampirella next week. It's not going to be a big deal. You're just going to be one out and you'll get Spawn. So, all right, guys, I'm out and I'll see you next time.